You are about to be inspired, motivated, and your life changed. Are you ready? Welcome to the God's Love Podcast. Here's your host, David Mastin.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the God's Love Podcast. I am your host, David Mastin. Thank you so much for joining me on today, or tonight, or this morning, whenever you are listening. Thank you so much again, just for, you know, tuning in and listening and liking and sharing and all of the positive feedback. I say it every podcast episode that I am just utterly grateful for all of you. And I'm blessed because people listen, and they are blessed by it. And you know, it's been a year since I started this. When I think of the fear that overtook me, even before doing it, you know, and for me actually doing it and being transparent and me being vulnerable, somebody once described this podcast as my diary, or my outlet. I don't know if it's any of that, but I do know that, God gives me words, or he blesses me, or there's moments where, God, he'll reveal something to me, whether it be through scripture or through life or whatever. And, I just feel the need to share it with as many people as I possibly can. So thank you for hanging out with me, again in my new city in Nashville. I appreciate, you know, all the feedback and you tuning in. So I do want to just remind everybody, please go out, purchase your apparel, God's Love. You can go to www.godslovem.com, purchase a shirt, hoodie. I'm working on getting some tank tops on there for the ladies. Cause I know that you guys, I know that summer is here, except for in Michigan. I think right now it's like 50 degrees, at the end of May, which to me is just crazy, right? But, while in Nashville is like 86, almost 90 degrees. So, I'm not rubbing it in Michigan. I'm just saying. I don't miss that at all. But again, please get your apparel, godslovem.com, godslovem.com. Please go out, purchase a t-shirt, support the podcast, support me if you can. And if you want to make a donation, you know, I remember somebody asking me like, dude, what if we don't want to purchase apparel, we just want to give. My Cash App is my first and last name, David Mastin, with the cash sign in front of it. So by all means, please donate, if you want to. But I appreciate all of you and all the feedback that you have and everything that everyone has all of the support and sharing and liking and all that kind of stuff. So, all right, enough of that. Today's episode. So, I was reading my devotional. I like devotionals, and I encourage all of you to find a good devotional, in the Bible app. They have like a million of them. And, I love devotionals because devotionals keep my interest in the Bible. And I know that sounds maybe for some ministers, sacrilegious or whatever. I don't know. I was trying to think of the word that I was looking for, but I couldn't, sacrilegious maybe, to think of that, you know, oh, he has to find something to catches interest in the Bible because he doesn't think the Bible is interesting, blah, blah, blah. No, it's not that at all. But I can get bored extremely easy. And sometimes when reading certain scriptures, whether it be in Numbers, whether it be in Leviticus, whatever, I can get bored. That's me being vulnerable and me being honest. So sometimes what devotionals do is give me an outlook on a set of scriptures that will cause me to kind of dig deeper. And it gets my brain ticking sometimes, not all the time, but a lot of times if I'm trying to find, you know, a passage, something that I should be reading that day, devotionals help me to kind of engage, you know, in the Bible. And I encourage all of you to find a good devotional. They have tons of topics that you can use all throughout the Bible, and it makes the Bible a lot more relevant to your personal life, which the Bible should be. It makes the reading a lot more enjoyable. So, I'm going to get some crazy comments for that. But anyway, in my devotional, it talked about, it led me to the scripture, about Caleb and Joshua and Moses and Aaron. And they were getting ready to lead Israel into the promised land that God had promised them. And Moses told them to go into the land. And I want you to tell us what you see. I want you to tell us if it's, you know, if it's still, you know, flowing with milk and honey. I want you to tell us what it's like. I want you to tell us what the fruit is like. I want you to tell us what is your experience over there. And I want you to also tell us, and I'm going to read the scripture verbatim. It's in Numbers chapter number 13. I'm reading out of the New Living Translation version. New Living Translation version for Numbers chapter 13, and we'll start at verse 17. And I know typically I don't start off with just reading the Bible, but there's a point that I want to make. Moses gave the men these instructions as he sent them out to explore the land. Go north through Negev, into the hill country, see what the land is like, and find out whether the people living there are strong or weak, few or many. See what kind of land they live in. Is it good or bad? Do their towns have walls, or are they unprotected like open camps? Is the soil fertile or poor? Are there many trees? Do your best to bring back samples of the crops you see. It happened to be the season for harvesting first ripe grapes. And so they went up to explore the land from the wilderness of Zin as far as Rehob. Okay, and that's enough. So pretty much Moses sends spies out to the land, and he sends a group of individuals from each tribe. And he wants to know what it's like. He wants them to bring back a report of what it is like over there. And the devotional today talked about faith and how sometimes God tests our faith and to kind of see where we are at, so he'll tell us to go do something. And my pastor, shout out to Citadel of Praise in Detroit, Michigan, Pastor Spencer T. Ellis, he used to say that God already knows what you're going to do. So it's not a test for him. It's a test for you, right? It's to tell you where you are. Because a lot of times I think as children of God, we think we're further along than we are. We think that because we dress nice, we think that because the skirt is to the floor, we think that because we, are so, because, you know, we are so, indoctrinated, and because we read the Bible every single day and it's perfect, and we are, you know, so, you know, we're so high minded about ourselves. This is a great quote kept on stage. once said that he had to go through this change of mindset, which was, I think, and he said that, and this was what he was saying his mindset was, he was trying to, he was saying, and I'm paraphrasing, I don't want to butcher this at all. He was saying that, I used to think that because my sins weren't as bad as somebody else's, that made me holy, right? And that made me justified, and that made me okay. And a lot of time, and that made me better than the next person because I didn't do what they did, right? So if I was having sex, at least I'm not getting drunk. At least I'm not getting high. At least I'm not cussing somebody out. And so I think, based on my experience in the church, that is typically the mindset that we have, is that we have this super high mindset that because my sins are not your sins, that I'm okay, I'm holy. You're not, but I am. Right. And Jesus kind of talks about that when he talks about, you know, getting the mote out of, you know, getting the beam out of your eye instead of the mote out of somebody else's. And one of the things that we have to be careful of is when God sends us a test of our faith, or he allows us to go through testings of our faith, it is not for him because he knows where we are, but it's for us. It's the humility. It is the humbleness that it brings, because he does not want you ever to think for one quick second that you are actually doing it on your own. You know, I talked about audacity last week. Some of us really have the unmitigated gall to think that because you don't wear makeup, because your blue jean skirt is to the floor, that you are so holier than the next person. How dare you? I just don't understand. Here I go on this tangent again, like last week. But some of us really do have this audacity. I don't know where the spiritual guts came from that thinks you're better than somebody else because your struggles aren't their struggles. And so sometimes what God will do is he will allow things to come your way that show that you are not where you think you are. And so the devotional was talking about, you know, the testing of our faith, and how sometimes God will have us to do things that test our faith. And I started reading the scripture, and I have been, you know, I have to be honest with you all that since moving down here, it has been challenging. It's challenging trying to co-parent distant, long distance. It's challenging, trying to, even while you're single, right? Because, you know, you are looking for this, you know, this special mate, and maybe you don't see it like you want to see it, or maybe the person that you like, maybe they don't like you like that, right? Or maybe they're not into you like you are into them, and that hurts, and that's that pain, right? That rejection, or, you know, and so, you know, just dealing with being single, dealing with being a dad, dealing with trying to work and trying to figure out, you know, making money and all of these different things, these different just challenges, y'all, that I deal with on a regular, and trying to find the way to stop the bleeding. You know what I mean? And so I was reading this passage of scripture, and it's interesting the viewpoints of the reports that people bring back. And so in verse, and I want to bring this out, in verse 14. No. I want to go back. Because verse 14 is where I'm going to really be drawing my basis from, but in Numbers chapter 13, the report that they bring back is that excuse me, the report that they bring back is that we enter the land that you sent us to explore, and it is indeed a bountiful country, a land flowing with milk and honey. Here is the kind of fruit it produces. But the people living there, are powerful, and their towns are large and fortified. We even saw giants there, the descendants of Anak. But Caleb in verse 30, and this is Numbers chapter 13, in verse 30 it says, but Caleb tried to quiet the people as they stood before Moses. Let's go at once and take the land. He said, we can certainly conquer it. In verse 31 it says, but the other men who had explored the land with him disagreed. We can't go up against them. They are stronger than we. And then in chapter 14, verse 7, it says that they said to all, and again, I'm reading out in the New Living Translation version, in Numbers chapter 14, they said to all the people of Israel, the land we traveled through and explored is a wonderful land. And if the Lord is pleased with us, he will bring us safely into that land and give it to us. It is rich land. It is a rich land flowing with milk and honey. Do not rebel against the Lord, and don't be afraid of the people of the land. They are only helpless prey to us. They have no protection, but the Lord is with us. Don't be afraid of them. But the whole community began to talk about stoning Joshua and Caleb. Then the glorious presence of the Lord appeared to all the Israelites at the temple, at the tabernacle. So it's interesting how we can have this different viewpoint of life. How we can all see the same thing, but actually see something different. And the interesting fact about this is that Joshua and Caleb see this land, this bountiful land, but they're not bothered by the giants. They're not bothered by the obstacles. They are only pursuing what God promised them, and they only see the glory or the win or the promise that is set before them. On the other end, though, there's individuals that see this glorious land, but they can't get past the obstacle. They can't see past the obstacle. They can't see past the tumultuous task that is in front of them by getting to where they need to go. And because they can't see past this, it causes them to doubt God and to complain and to go into disbelief. They don't believe that they can overcome this land. They do not believe they can overcome these obstacles. And so therefore they take a step back and wish that they went back to Egypt and wish that they went back into bondage, while others view this obstacle as an opportunity for God to get glory. And here's the issue that we face, because we have the choice to think and to analyze what is going to be our response. What is going to be what we deem as our response towards the issues of life that we see. And we see this pattern all the time, right? Where some may see the obstacle of going to school as finance, and then others don't see that financial restraint as an obstacle, because they know they're going to get, you know, if they got to go in debt to get what they want, they go into debt, right? They get the student loan, or they get the financial aid, or they pursue it with all rigor, and they don't see obstacle. They see the obstacle. They know the obstacle is there, but the obstacle does not dismay them. It does not keep them from continuing to pursue what it is that they believe is theirs. It doesn't keep them from pursuing what they believe that God has for them. And so what we often find, and I need to adjust this mic, so if you hear some banging, that's what that is. And so what we find here is that as a child of God, as Christians, we have to choose what we see. Man, oh my goodness. We have to choose what we see. Either you're going to focus your sight on just the obstacle, or you're going to focus your sight on what is bountiful and beautiful that is set before you. And if you focus on just the obstacle, what will happen is you'll do just like the others who came back from the report. You will fall into disbelief because your obstacle now becomes your God. You believe that the obstacle is greater than the voice and the word that God gave you. However, in order to defeat that obstacle, you have to continue to press forward. Oh man, listen, y'all, I'm getting excited about this because this is something that God had revealed to me. Oh God. And so here's the deal. I've been just distraught over some things in my life, and God just was like, David, you gotta keep moving forward. Keep moving forward, David. Keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. What was happening was the obstacle that I was facing was causing me to operate in disbelief and unbelief. But the Bible says in Hebrews that the reason why Israel didn't see the promised land was not because they were caught in fornication. Oh God, it wasn't because they were caught drinking. It wasn't because, oh man, I don't want nobody to think that I'm saying it's okay to fornicate. I'm not. It's a sin. Don't do it. But what I am saying to you is that the reason why Israel did not make it to the promise was because they didn't believe. And what God is saying to you is that you cannot let your obstacle be your God. Because your anything that exalteth, or anything that you exalt and believe more in than the God you serve, has become your idol. And what God says is, I don't want you to operate in unbelief. I don't want you to operate in letting this obstacle control you. No, I want you to continue to move forward. Why? Because I promised you. I made you a promise. This is the promised land. And if you stop now, you will never reach the promised land. You will never get, you will never reach the potential and the glory and the wonderful goodness and the wonderful prosperity that God has for you if you stop in the wilderness. God is calling you. Man, y'all excuse me, man. I don't mean to yell in this mic. I don't mean to get too preachy. I don't mean to be the sermon night. I'm not trying to overly preach you, but I just want you to understand that you cannot keep staring at the obstacles of life. If you are going to make it, you have to change what you see. It is not the obstacle. It is not the obstacle that I am putting my focus and my attention on. What I am keeping my focus and attention on is what God allowed me to see. What I'm focusing my attention on is what God allowed me to see. What He allowed me to experience. What He told me was going to happen. What He confirmed with me. He showed me. He showed me that I can be married again. He showed me that I'm not going to be single for the rest of my life. He showed me. He told me this. So I'm not going to let the obstacle stop me. If you didn't want me, I feel bad for you. Why? Because you left me right before God was getting ready to reveal his glory in me. Listen, 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 listen. You should not fret because of who left you. That's just the obstacle. Don't pay attention to the obstacle. Pay attention to what he told you. He told you you was going to be married. He told you you weren't going to be single for the rest of your life. He told you you was going to be the head and not the tail. He told you. That's what he said. So if that's what he said, then forget the obstacle of debt. Forget the obstacle that you are facing with your family, with your friends, with the mistakes of your past. Move past it and keep moving forward. Caleb said, yo, what is wrong with y'all? Yeah, they had giants in the land, but they're unprotected. What does that mean? That means that they don't serve the God we serve. Y'all, I'm getting hype over here. And the reason why I'm getting hype over here is because some of y'all need to be reminded of the almighty, powerful, and sovereign God who has never ever lost, and that will kick devil and Satan out himself if he has to keep you and to keep his plans about you. God has not forgotten about you. God didn't forget what he promised you. And if you can just keep moving forward, yo, you gonna be great. You gonna be good. But don't stare at the obstacle. Don't stare at the giant. You know you can overtake this. You know that obstacle is nothing against your God. Your God has never lost. He has never lost a battle. He is undefeated all throughout eternity. God is sovereign. He is the almighty. Everything else has to become subject to him in his word. The very articulation of the word out of his mouth, and it has to come to pass. That is the God that you serve. So the next time an obstacle comes in your way, don't bow to it, but destroy it. Caleb said, y'all, this city, this can easily be overtaken. They are unprotected. They don't have what we have. So man, I just want y'all to be encouraged that God has not forgotten about you, that God is still going to bless you. You are still God's child. You're going to get through the obstacle. You're going to get through it. You're going to win. You're going to win. You're not losing this one. Don't give up now. Oh man, God has so much in store for you, sis. Bro, God got so much in store for you, man. And I know that's so cliche, but it's so true. So don't quit now. Don't give up now. Stay in and get what God promised you. Man. Y'all, I'm just ecstatic, and I'm happy because I know the thoughts that God has towards you, thoughts of good and not of evil. The thoughts that he has towards me. So, I'm going to pray. And as I pray, man, I'm hoping every obstacle that's in your way, God destroys with the power of his word, with his almighty angels. And that you see the promise that God made for your life. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you so much. I praise you, Lord. I magnify your name, for you are great and greatly to be praised. There is no one like you, Jesus. And God, we just want to say thank you Father, I pray for my brother and my sister, and I pray for myself, God, that you bless us, God, not to make the obstacle the God that we serve, but God, that we believe in you and we pursue after what it is that you called us to do. Father, you said in your word that your word cannot return into you void. And so God, bless my brother, bless my sister, bless them, Lord God Jesus, in their going in and their going out. Help them, God, to destroy the obstacle that is in front of them, Father. Father, let them walk into the promised land, the promise that you made their lives, the destiny that you have for them. Heal them, bless them, keep them, Father. We rebuke every spirit of doubt, every spirit that is not like you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We command freedom. Let the deliverance that you've placed in the lives of many, let it be in the lives of others who need it. And we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Y'all, thank you so much again for joining me. Again, go purchase your apparel, godslovem.com. Again, godslovem.com. I appreciate all of you. I hope that this message blessed you. I hope, man, that you understood it. Please read Numbers 13, 14. Listen, you do not have to stick with the King James Version. There's other versions of the Bible that's a lot easier to read and makes it a lot more interesting. I love the New Living Translation. The Message Bible, the Amplified Bible is a little wordy for me, but listen, when you get some time, Numbers 13 and 14, I promise you it's going to bless you. And I promise that you'll see that you can overcome these obstacles as they come your way because of the God that you serve. God bless you. Thank you so much. Peace.
Thank you for listening to the God's Love Podcast. Subscribe, share, and stream on all podcast streaming outlets.